Arizona.
And how long have you been waiting in the queue today?
2 hours and 40 minutes.
Were you expecting to wait this long?
No, we were supposed to get our tickets in Federal Express.
What happened?
Well, they gave us a tracking number about a week and a half ago, and then we kept tracking it, and it wasn't showing up, and then we got an email from them last Thursday saying that we'd have to pick them up in London, that they didn't get them into the FedEx.
What's the deal? What information have you been given about what's going on today?
Well, they don't tell you much. They just say that they're having problems with people's purchase orders, and so it's taking a long time to sort out each person.
Why do you think people are waiting so long when they actually get in there? Have you heard any information about why that might be happening?
Well, some people have said that when they get in there, the tickets they're being given aren't together, that they're single seats. When they've ordered two or four, they're getting two singles or four singles, and so they stay and try to work it out. And a lot of them are coming out with single seats.
How does it make you feel to go through all this when you've just flown into the country?
Well, what it makes me feel like is that the IOC should not award this company, CoSport, any more authority to sell tickets.
Can you describe the general mood around here today?
I think it's the same. Everybody feels that way. It's more than, you know, selling tickets and distributing them should be as simple as I give my confirmation number and they give me an envelope. You know, and over in Stratford, where if you order on the internet site that Locog set up, it's just that way. You go, you say your name and your number, and they give you the tickets. So this is an American company, and they're well able to do that as well. So something's up, and they shouldn't be awarded the next Olympics.